All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode on the JoeCast. And that is the first time I've ever called my podcast what it actually is called. But anyway, today is going to be a good one. But before I get into that, I want to explain something here. So I had the idea that I want to upload more consistently, but also show the journey from where I am right now to where I really want to be. And throughout this, I'm sharing my experiences, my day-to-day, and just things that I feel like sharing. And I think it'll be really cool to like sit back a few years from now and think like, wow, I came from recording these episodes in my room, in my parents' house, to, I don't know, you know, preferably my own home, but beyond that too, you know? And I think that's gonna be cool. So it's kind of like a time capsule in a way, but not exactly. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about something different. It's controversial, but I think it needs to be said. So the subject for today is companies pandering towards minorities. And I want to preface, I am biracial. And as being that, it's given me some perspective, obviously, on how things are. And unfortunately, on how things are. And let's get into this. So it's not something that's specific to just one employer. It's something that I've noticed throughout a couple that I've been employed with. And it's companies making such a large effort, or if you want to call it large, making an effort to appeal to minorities. It's not really specific to any group in particular. It's just minorities in general, really. And they try to make it look like they care and that they offer support or whatever. But that's not the way it is in reality. And I can't look at it like they actually care, because that's not what a company is going to do. That's worth billions and billions of dollars. I don't think their priority is really caring about the livelihood or the well-being of somebody in particular. Like, the way they look at people are dollar signs. That's the way it works, unfortunately. And I don't like seeing the constant pandering, like they're making such a substantial effort to create the image that they're caring and that they want to support and stuff, but that's not the way it is in reality. You know, it's great to see all these training videos that show all the minorities that work for this company, but it's just such a weak attempt, and it's so obvious. Like, I don't look at that and be like, you know, damn, this company is really empowering. I feel so proud to be brown and work for this company. Like, I don't feel that way. And I don't know who does, unironically, because I don't. And I don't like being seen as that, you know, as some sort of abnormality that needs to be appealed to. And it's such a poor attempt. Because I don't feel any better. If that's the objective, then it really doesn't work. And, you know, it could be me. It could be me. But I feel like others would agree that, you know, this isn't successful, A, and B, it's pathetic. You know, I think that the approach is all wrong. I don't think that there should be so many attempts to try to, you know, again, create this illusion that they care. Because at the end of the day, if people really think a company has feelings, then I'm sorry, you're mistaken. But companies have an incentive for what they decide to do. And when they think that if they appeal to this group, then that could be good for the company. It's not going to only be good for the way the company is perceived, but also good for the company in terms of money. And that's the part that just gets me. Like, the only reason why this is happening is to have a good image. It doesn't feel genuine at all. It's like the student loan forgiveness. You know, that wasn't really to help people. That was for votes. You know, it's something to incentivize people going in a certain direction. A company says that they support you, so that's the objective, is to get you to support them. And you can compare this to a lot of things, because this is kind of how our society runs. You need to do something that isn't really real, but it's an attempt to get people on your side. And that's kind of how politicians work. But I don't want to get off topic here. Actually, I feel like that's connected. You know, like politicians are a great example. You know, they try to say that they are going to help you, but in reality, they're not. In reality, they want your vote, and then they could care less. But unfortunately, this just keeps going on and on because people still buy it. That's the problem. The more that people believe all this nonsense, the longer this is going to continue. But then people complain like nothing's changing, nothing's getting better. I wonder why. You know, I wonder why we've had the same system for so long and nothing's been different. Gee, who would know that? Like, who would know the answer to how to fix that? I wonder. And it's ridiculous. I feel like if people just kind of woke up from this coma that they've been placed in, this like fantasy land where these entities actually care about them, just stop giving so much power to these groups and these entities and these companies, because that's the problem. The more energy you give to these individuals and groups, the harder it's going to be to win this. You know, these companies don't have the people's best interests in mind. And when I say companies, it applies to the large scale corporations. I think we're all aware. I'm not talking about small businesses. I'm talking about large companies that do this on a regular basis. You know, the same companies that promote, you know, Black History Month, for example, or Hispanic Heritage Month. You know, I don't really think that they care. It's just another way of looking like they do. But really, it's just something to make themselves look good. That's what it is at the end of the day. And, you know, my point here is that I think that collectively, if we all were to just, you know, put our foot down and say, this is enough. I'm sick of being seen this way. I'm a human being just like everybody else, and I don't need this false sense of support from companies or politicians, for that matter, because that's not what the objective is for them. But I think that if we made steps towards getting rid of this system that we've kind of allowed to happen here, then we could get somewhere. You know, I don't have all the answers. I don't profess to, but I definitely think that something that can be agreed upon by many is that there is a problem with how our society functions. There definitely is a problem. And then the next step is to figure out how to solve that problem. And, you know, that's why I like to accept people that might think differently. That's how society should run, because if we all thought the same, then what's the point? So I encourage individual thought. I encourage people collaborating on ideas, because that's how we get to better places. You know, we might not agree on everything, but the point is that we find something and we compromise. That's how society should run, right? You know, if it was all only just one side, then how would the other side ever be happy, right? And, you know, kind of have to find a balance, but clearly that doesn't happen. I can talk more about this, but I don't want to get too off topic. But yeah, I'm just frustrated. I don't like companies trying to make it look like they care. Just enough. Like, stop. Please. It's not working. I think that should stop. At least the way that they're doing everything. Stop making it so obvious it's for money and numbers and trying to boost your diversity. Come on. But that's pretty much the episode. You know, the thing is, I'm going to upload this. These are my thoughts. These are my raw feelings, I guess you could say. I didn't write any of this down. This is like my fourth take. The problem is with these podcasts is that I'll try to record an episode, right? And then I'll be here for I don't know, half an hour just retaking it over and over because I'm never satisfied with how it comes out. That's a problem. Because I've stopped myself from uploading so many times because I'm just not so sure about it. It doesn't sound that good. But I think that's just doubt. And that's just negative thinking. I need to own what I made and put it out there. Like, I'm never going to see any change if I'm scared of uploading because it doesn't seem that good in my eyes. Like, this is how I feel. This isn't scripted. This is just from my head. And this is me. You know, I'm not going to put out something that isn't me. That defeats the whole purpose of this podcast. So this is some raw, unfiltered content. And that's what you should expect around here. But thank you for listening. I really appreciate all the people that listen to my podcast. I mean, I looked at the numbers. It was like 2.7 thousand viewers. Or I don't know if it was viewers, but it was views on each podcast. So I'm gonna consider that 2.7 thousand people. That is insane. I am so thankful for that. I really appreciate the support. And I'm going to try to crank out another episode. I like to talk about different things. I like to discuss really anything. And again, like I've said before, if anybody watching this or listening to this has any ideas of what they want to listen to, please let me know. I'm all ears, and I would love to hear something and talk about it or discuss it with you. I'm also open to having people to have a joint podcast thing going on here, or a joint episode, and that's great. So thanks again. I hope everybody watching this has a great day, a great night, and I'll see you in the next one.